on my back. I keep a ribbon on my side.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, April 26, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. Did you miss me I missed you too. So, it's been a busy week, obviously. Let's just start here. It's Friday. We'll go to the phones here in a few minutes, but you know, it's Friday, so we'll keep it sort of, we won't dive into anything too deep, I don't think. I suppose we'll see where the subject matter takes us, but let me offer this. I mean, you know, I've been saying wild and dystopic ride for a while, and things just get, I mean, things are just weird. Weird doesn't even begin to address what's happening. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, you think about the, you know, the gender confusion and things, and now the weird, contrived nonsense, you know, Franklin Graham and Pete Buttigieg and, you know, that kind of stuff. You just wonder, I'm terrified for the next generation. You just wonder what kind of long-term consequences these things are going to have. So anyway, before we get, you know, into high gear, I would just say, I was kind of thinking about this yesterday. And I'm not saying the devil is real, but if he were, you know, I think of Charles Baudelaire's quote that, you know, from The Usual Suspects. Well, it was paraphrased actually in The Usual Suspects. The finest trick of the devil is to convince the world he doesn't exist, basically, in the way it was put in The Usual Suspects. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. So I'm not saying the devil is real, but if he were, and if Albert Pike's August 15, 1871 letter to Giuseppe Mazzini were real, and if the Bible were true, and if that letter, the externalization of the hierarchy, Alice Bailey's channeled letter from her spirit guide, were a harbinger, then the devil would be operating on borrowed time. And you could expect to see, you know, since the clock is winding down, you could expect to see weird things. Just blatantly obvious illustrations of, you know, a last minute effort to try to forestall what you read about in 2 Peter chapter 3. And, you know, trying to escape a fire that would consume the elements. The devil would be operating on borrowed time, and we could expect to see all the stops pulled in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 fashion, in a crazy, unprecedented unleashing of worldwide chaos. We could expect to see rampant dishonesty, brutality, viciousness, and a complete disregard and even utter contempt for the sanctity of life, mankind specifically. We could probably expect to see bizarre patterns of behavior emerging, like people taking drugs to make them happy, which side effects may include increased depression or death, and elected officials who repeatedly demonstrate a lack of regard for their constituency and an allegiance to someone or something far removed from their ostensible precincts. I don't know if you've been paying attention to what's going on with these vaccine bills in several states. The media isn't covering that. They're telling us about this imaginary measles epidemic, but they're not telling you about how there's this hardcore push to take away the freedom of choice in America. You know, you can send a child with hepatitis B to school, but children that have not been vaccinated, healthy children who've not been vaccinated for, haven't received the Hep B vaccination, oh, we can't send them to school. I mean, that doesn't exactly make sense, does it? So we could expect to see bizarre patterns of behavior like that. Elected officials who repeatedly demonstrate a lack of regard for their own constituency and an allegiance to someone or something removed from their precincts. And speaking of patterns, you know, whenever I think of patterns, visual pattern recognition and long-term memory, obviously I think of Ray Kurzweil, Chapter 11, Title 2029 of The Age of Spiritual Machines. That's just 10 years away. Total Recall, is it really my memory? You know, Blade Runner, is it really my memory? Et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of patterns, here's a pattern I've noticed emerged. Last year, as you know, we did the series. I did a series over the course of about 3 months. I think it started in January. I think we went all the way, I think it reached into April. And it was just kind of by accident, not really planned, but I did a series dedicated almost entirely to what I referred to as the death cult and the death cult ideology. And recently, beginning of this month, actually, April Fool's, April 1st, James Corbett did his interview, 1431, James Corbett on the technocratic death cult. And when I saw that earlier this month, I thought, well, that's interesting. Because, you know, that's, I mean, if you're paying attention, you can't not see what's happening. And then, yesterday, Del Bigtree said this. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
What really matters? You know, I had a funny thought. I was, you know, first of all, happy Passover and Easter for all of those of you that were celebrating that last week. And I was back in Colorado with my family. And we actually had one night we were actually able to get the kids to bed early so that we could try and catch up on the Game of Thrones. And my wife and I, my mother and my father were all sitting there when we watched the first two episodes of Game of Thrones. And not to give too much away, and if you're not one of those people that watches this, if you're one of the two people that are not watching Game of Thrones in the world, then spoiler alert. But as it's lining up and you're realizing that all of these people are coming together, Game of Thrones that we've watched for seasons, the metaphor to me, just all of these different families that have fought each other for so long are coming together. To do what? To fight the army of the dead. And as I stared at that, and I thought about that, I thought what we're involved in here, and it felt prophetic. In that, I really do believe it's like we are fighting the army of the dead right now. We are fighting an army that is poisoning us, is killing us in America. And I've given the same speech, really, over and over and over again, different versions over the last couple weeks, saying, and I said on the show a couple weeks ago that We are talking about the greatest decline in public health we've ever seen in America. It has taken place in just the last few decades. The moment we start expanding the vaccination program, our health has been declining in our children. Cancer going up, diabetes going up, autism going up, neurological disorders, autoimmune disease, you know, anaphylactic food allergies, asthma, ADD, ADHD, you know, special needs classes exploding. A teacher told me the other day that just a few years ago she started working in a special needs class at her school and they had 11 classrooms. 3 years later, there are 30 classrooms of autistic children in her county. I mean, not autistic, I mean of special needs classes. So mostly, she said, autistic children. But we're seeing this all over the country. And we're also, and I thought about that metaphor of fighting the army of the dead. They're injecting the DNA of dead babies into our children. Death is a part of a product that is being injected into our children. And we've talked about, you know, Dr. Deischer up in Washington, one of the greatest stem cell scientists in the world. Studies that are showing that this DNA of dead babies is being taken up by our own. It's mutating our own stem cells. It's changing us. It's taking away our humanity. It's killing us. And these are the things that you are now standing.
So I don't know about you, but that's interesting. To me, kind of sounds like a pattern. What do you think? And if you're, you know, I mean, we've talked about this. If you're paying attention, you can't not see this. And there is, I mean, even in songs, you know, not to be conspiratorial or too suspicious, you know, you don't want to get too, paranoid, but you know, you just listen to music and stuff, listening to, what's that song by Thomas Rhett? What is it titled? Happy Man? You know, I could die a happy man. And he just keeps talking about, I could die. And I listen to that and I think, or you could live, you know, I get it. I mean, I get the point of the song, Die a Happy Man is the title of the song. You know, I understand the point, but you could also live a happy man. You know, it's this, and I've said for years, the term bucket list, don't care for it, don't like it, you know. It's just called life, you know. It's kind of like, secular and Christian. There's this attempt to split things up that shouldn't get split, you know. Is it Calvinism or Arminianism? The answer is yes. You know, and if you can do that, if you can break things apart that belong together, then you can introduce a counterfeit. And then gradually over time, you can remove the piece of the authentic that you attached a counterfeit to, and then eventually you assemble the counterfeit all together. You know? So, I don't know. You know, like I said, I don't want to read too far into things, but when I see songs like that, and I see all of the things going on, everything I see just seems to, you know, everything that is forced into the public consciousness just reminds me of this subject. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Welcome back. You know, so like I said, crazy stories. I don't know if you're seeing the things that I'm seeing, but, you know, I see this in so many of the stories that we see. I mean, just everything is bizarre. There's this attack on Christianity you see everywhere. I mean, what you don't see in the headlines is, and you know, obviously, I mean, When I start talking about things like this, I think of Larkin, Texas reminder. You know, I think what he was saying, and I, you know, the big moment I think was back in 2013 when we had a conversation on air, and Lark was saying, you know what, if you're talking about stuff in the headlines, then you're sort of playing into this social engineering project. And I understand that. I mean, I certainly don't want to do that. But my interest in drawing attention to these things is to say to those who aren't paying attention, look, this is clearly wrong, you know, to shake them from the fog or something. And to those who do see it, to validate their own suspicion or confirm what you're seeing, because there is a gaslighting that's happening that'll make you think you're crazy when you see these things that are clearly wrong. And, you know, like I said, in several states now, when you have legislators ignoring people showing up to protest a bill, and no one that isn't bussed in, you know, that isn't part of Crowds on Demand showing up to support this legislation, even if they were whatever, legitimate or Crowds on Demand, whatever, you have folks showing up on both sides of a bill that would take away people's freedom of choice, and there's no discussion on that. There's no public discussion or debate on that. I mean, doesn't that just seem strange? And the contradictions that just continue to roll out. A couple of days ago, there was a CBS news story. Some of the other outlets covered it, but FDA approves breakthrough device to treat ADHD in kids. And so you see that, and then now all of a sudden there's the where is the version that I'm looking for? Is that it? You know, the headline was this is an Axios story. I think it was a different one. I want to say it was CBS News that I saw originally. When an expensive drug turns out to be a dud. Pharmaceutical companies can often begin raking in huge profits before they've proven that a new drug will work. And some of them don't work. The big picture, the FDA is increasingly allowing drug makers to start selling their products based on preliminary evidence, wrapping up their clinical trials after they're already on the market. You know, patent pending, that kind of thing. You know how we've had patent pending for years? You know, the shelf life of a patent is only about 18 months. So we got to just hurry up and make the money while the patent's pending before China counterfeits everything. And so now we're just, you know, health, whatever. We're not concerned about health, but, you know, we got to make a few bucks. So, and if you do it this way, then obviously by the time the real data hits the marketplace, backed up by the real world data of people's experience, then you know, your drug is defunct because A, it doesn't work, and B, it probably has side effects which may include death. So then we got to rebrand it, rinse and repeat, fast track it through the FDA. But the science is settled, you know. So let's not debate. There's some kind of religious fervor that's given to vaccines. It can't happen with vaccines. Unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? The logical fallacy of all of this, the just glaring 800-pound logical fallacy in the room? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
If it hurts.
So this, you know, the health stuff, you know, speaking of the death cult, all this goofy stuff that's going on, you know. We'll come back to this in a second. Then there was this other story. Where is that? I can put my hands on that real fast. Yeah. Ars Technica story. Cautious rollout of the world's first malaria vaccine. Is that Bill Gates mosquitoes? Which is 39% effective. Just, you know, unbelievable. Sometimes a vaccine is a slam dunk. Take the 97.5% effective Ebola vaccine. And again, you know, speaking of effectiveness and efficacy, we need to define terms. Effective, what's it supposed to do? Because the Ebola virus caused, there was a huge wake of death and mayhem. You know, we are not hearing the reality of these issues. You know, the CBS story. We'll come back to this in a minute. You know, FDA approves breakthrough medical device to treat ADHD in children. It's just astonishing when you understand some of the forces that have been proven to cause this. You know, there was a time when I said this isn't real, but there are a number of environmental forces that conspire against the child that produce this attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And we played Dimitri Christakis's TED Talk last week again. You know, his 2011 TED Talk, where he says the overstimulation that we're feeding children. There was a little girl, 7, 8, 9 years old or something, was on a device last weekend when I was out last weekend, and she was a nice little girl, but I wanted to say to the parents, do you realize that technology is more addictive than heroin? Studies show. And then I was informed that she was on Snapchat, of all things. I just, you know, might as well give her some heroin and, you know, turn her over to a brothel. What is going on in this country? I mean, is it not painfully obvious that's not a good idea? And we're not paying attention. You're not supposed to believe your lying eyes. So when your child starts misbehaving, is rambunctious, can't concentrate, can't focus, can't pay attention to anything for more than 5 seconds, it couldn't possibly be these things that we're giving our child that, you know, let us selfishly indulge in time to ourselves or whatever instead of raising our children, which we've been conditioned to do. Mothers separated from children. Well, you know, there's that first moment and it's difficult, but then after that you get used to it. You should never get used to it. There are some things that shouldn't be gotten used to. Mothers separated from children at a young age, I believe, is one of those. Anyway, let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, you know, I heard the passion in Dale Bigtree's voice. And, you know, I guess you got an idea what I want to talk about. You've got Nashville, Tennessee, the NFL draft. Personally, I don't care except the fact that 300,000 people came to town yesterday. 300,000 people. And out of all those 300,000 people, this little, I'm saying this sarcastically, angelic Taylor Swift shows up to introduce, and by the way, about a week ago, there was a girl that was in an accident, and it was on the news. Taylor Swift was her idol. Taylor Swift sent her a card in the hospital, and it was so great. She loves Taylor Swift. A thank you card, okay, and a letter, and some flowers from Taylor Swift, according to the news, is causing this girl to have a great recovery after her automobile accident. So yesterday, Taylor Swift shows up in the Gulch, which is a part of downtown that is hopping. You know, it's where all the in crowd goes, to introduce a new song called Me. I sent you a link to the video. My goodness, man. Starts out with a snake crawling on the ground that turns into butterflies. Taylor Swift turns into a butterfly. What are they telling the people, man? And no one's listening.
Run an Operation Monarch or something? Is that what it?
Yeah. And people are falling all over this girl. And then you're talking about one of the geneticists talking about stem cells from aborted babies being put into our children.
Yeah.
And then it kind of brings to mind, is it a goy or the dead creation that Frankenstein was modeled after? What's
a
that
golem?
Term? A golem.
A golem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Golem. So is that what they're doing, Chris? Are they intentionally setting about to create it in real life? Are you kidding me?
And like
it's
I
impossible.
said, like I said at the opening of today's broadcast, I'm not saying that's what's happening, but gosh, it sure looks a lot like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it's so crazy, Chris, that for you or I to even talk about it, rather than taking these people at their word and realizing that evil is real and Satan is real and he knows his time is limited, he has pulled out all the stops. And the people are so far away from the truth that
well,
they're embracing
you know,
it, Chris.
Speaking of that, if people don't, you know, because again, the gaslighting. You know, if you're just seeing headlines in mainstream news, for example, then you're not getting a picture of what's actually happening in America. And when you watch, you know, for example, Del Bigtree's coverage of the vaccine bill, vaccine legislation in different states, and he's been traveling to different states, you get a very different picture, and you get the clear indication when you see that these elected officials seem to have no interest, generally speaking, in talking to their constituency about their concerns or about the legislation that's being passed. It's just really
well. Just to add a little
freaky.
bit of insight. Okay, I've been working in Nashville going on 25 years, and I work outdoors. I'm in the 12 hours a day, I'm outdoors. Everyone that wants to make it in music, whether it's country music or rock or hip-hop or pop, they come to Nashville. They got their guitars on their back. They're living on the street. They've sold everything. They came here in a car that broke down. They can't get home, and they're wanting to make it. And I talk to them. Hey, you know, can you play? And I'll let them play for me. And they'll say, yeah, I came to Nashville. I want to make it. Do you know, Chris, I tell them the best thing in the world that could ever happen to you is for you not to make it. You need to go home. Can I help you get home? Can I get a bus ticket for you to get home? And they won't do it because they are hooked on making it. I remember Taylor Swift when my daughter was young. Taylor Swift, 15 years old, curly hair, acoustic guitar, sang like an angel, sweet as a button. And look at her now. You know, and to paraphrase one of her albums, look what they made her do. Instead of look what you made me do. My reputation. Look what you've made her do. Look at this. And she's idolized, literally idolized in Nashville, Tennessee. Except for one person that I am in total disagreement, 99.999% disagreement with. I turned him on yesterday, the one that kicked me off the radio, and he says, I would be afraid to look Taylor Swift in the eye, and I would never touch her. What is the goddess that had snakes for hair that everyone that looked at her turned into stone or something? What was that, Minerva or Medusa?
Medusa.
Okay, that's what Taylor Swift is, folks. She's Medusa. And if I'm not telling you to go watch that video that I sent you, but if you haven't, that will blow your mind, and you'll go, oh, my goodness. And you'll run from any of this. If you're letting your kids listen to it, if you're letting them watch it, and you haven't got a clue, you better watch it. You better turn it off. You better get them as far from this garbage as you can, because they're stealing your children. Yeah. And on top of that, they're killing. Man, I said amen out loud when he said they're killing us.
Yeah.
I said amen. They're killing us, because this non-existent existent, depending on your point of view or your religious belief, this guy really is going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may destroy. He's really doing it. He wants you dead. And you need to realize that. You need to run from it.
Yeah. And so, you know, you think about all the things that have gone on, you know, like the things you're talking about in the, you know, the pop culture, the technology, the effort to create gender confusion. And I've talked about it on air. I have heard, I know of children in grade school, very young, first, second grade, that are basically they have, and I'm talking, I'm not talking in, you know, the urban centers. I'm not talking about, you know, downtown Chicago or New York or whatever. I'm talking about in the outlying rural areas of America, the places you would never, you would last expect, I suppose. First and second grade kids, when someone says, you know, do you have a girlfriend or maybe a boyfriend to a young boy, you know, maybe, you know, those conversations that used to be funny because of childhood innocence where, you know,
that you would fight over if someone said it.
Well, they, yeah, you know, yeah. These kids that joke about, you know, the little boys and little girls that joke about marrying, you know, we're married now or whatever. And, you know, so now the little kids, the little boys say, well, I don't know, maybe he's, you know, maybe he has a boyfriend. Where is that coming from? So you think about this stuff and what you're talking about in this effort to gender confuse people and create this androgynous, hermaphroditic sort of ideal and just, you know, the stuff that Del Bigtree talked about, all of it, it's just, you just, I mean, I weep for posterity. And so, you know,
well,
trying
and that,
to...
that is in the video that I sent you where there's gender garbage going on in mm-hmm. that. And it's a little yeah. town that I live in the middle of nowhere, population 3,500, a 6-year-old boy. He's about 8 now. At 6 years old, his parents were dressing him like a girl. He wants to be a girl. They said he wants to be a girl. He thinks he's a girl. And they're actually pushing for reassignment for this little child to have surgery. 6 years old. In a 3,500-person population, small town, Middle Tennessee, and the parents are saying, calling him, her, she. It is heartbreaking, man.
Yeah, it is. And so, again, I think, you know, I think of, I don't know, I guess Vance Packard's reminder, Edward Bernays, quoting Edward Bernays, newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They're planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. So, if it was a little tiny town, how would the news ever get wind of this story? Why would it become such a big story? Who are those parents related to? Does someone have a military background, a military intelligence background? And again, you know, you start diving down that rabbit hole, and the next thing you know, you have on your left Burning Man, and then on your right the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and somewhere in the middle is the roots of the Nazi occult, you know, death cult ritualistic stuff. It's just crazy.
Well, yeah, see, then you wonder if that little 6-year-old boy was going to Head Start, and then you look at the history of Head Start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I got a call at my house from some guy at Head Start. Well, actually, my daughter was about 13 years old, got a call from a guy and her girlfriend. And I knew where it came from Head Start. So I took the phone and listened to what she had been listening to that she told me she was afraid of. It's calling the house phone. And I heard the stuff that he was saying. And he denied it. I said, man, look, I know where you're at. I know exactly where you're at. I know who you are. And if you ever call this house, you're going to have a problem with me, and no one's going to know what happened. He never called back. Now, I didn't have anything to really go to the law over, except that this was a perverted guy calling. I guess I could have. But in any event, when you go back to Head Start in this small little town where people are, for the most part, you know, they're doing better than Detroit, but it's a depressed area.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to drive to Nashville to work, so they take the most precious thing they have in this world, or will ever have in this world, and they drop them off to someone that they don't know, they've never met, because it's free health care. Head Start, drop mm-hmm. them off,
right?
And who knows what happens?
Yeah.
You treat a little boy like a girl. Some sick guy treats a little boy like a girl. Well, when he's 6, he might think he's a little girl. Who knows? Anyway, yeah. I'll make room. Thank you, Chris.
You bet. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. As always, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. So, you know, back in the 50s and into the early 60s, we had Father Knows Best. And, you know, again, you got to get people's attention before you can guide and direct it. So you got to start with a good thing. If you're the devil, you start with something. And that was part of the social engineering. No doubt. And there were little, you know, there were warning signs in there along the way. And when you have communists like roaches everywhere in Hollywood, I mean, what could possibly go wrong? But we had Father Knows Best. And now, you know, this morning, for example, I mean, America is already suffering from a derangement syndrome, a variety, probably, actually, and psychological disorders like schizoaffective disorder. Can't tell reality from fiction. And it probably doesn't help that, you know, all of these new movies are coming out and TV shows. Everybody's talking about the Avengers Endgame. That's interesting. When I think Endgame, I think of that movie that Alex Jones did a few years ago, you know, back in 2007, around the same time Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism came out. Now we have Avengers Endgame, and directed by Anthony and Joe Russo. That's interesting. But, you know, the television series Doom Patrol, based on the DC comic, features, what's her name? Diane Guerrero as Crazy Jane, right? The character with 64 personalities or something like that. What is happening in America? And people, you know, might say, well, it's fun. It's a nice little, you know, sure. Yeah, I understand. You don't want to get too carried away. But that's how this stuff works. That's how the social engineering works. You know, don't judge too fast. Meanwhile, what's happening to children who think this stuff is, you know, who start emulating this behavior? Psychosis and mild schizophrenia, or not so mild. Unbelievable. Stick around, we'll be right back after the short break. Second hour coming up.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.